Welcome to Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast. Olá, eu sou Helena, and on this episode we're going to talk about the words in Portuguese for good, bad, well, and badly. But just before that, I want to let you know that Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast is now on Patreon. Patreon is a platform where you can support the projects you like. So if you're enjoying listening to this podcast and if you would like it to carry on, you can also become a patron. And as a patron, you get a PDF with the highlights of each episode, pronunciation tips, written posts, audios and videos about the Portuguese language. You can get in touch with me every time you have a question related to Portuguese, and you can even participate in a monthly live session with me. Go to www.patreon.com/tradutex and learn more about it. So on today's episode, we're going to learn the words for good, bad, well, and badly. First of all, let's have a closer look at the possible translations for the adjective good. So if in English we say good, we have to consider in Portuguese four different possibilities. Naturally, in Portuguese, we always have to consider the masculine singular, the feminine singular, the masculine plural, and the feminine plural. And this time, we're not dealing with a regular adjective. A regular adjective would just change the endings. Would be something like, let's think about the adjective for beautiful, bonito. We would only have to change the endings. Bonito, bonita, bonitos, bonitas. That would be a very regular adjective. It's not the case for the adjective good. We have four different words with four different endings. So first of all, the adjective good, the masculine and the singular form. So masculino e singular. Bom. Bom. Como se escreve bom? B-O-M. Bom. Don't forget that the M is there just to make your previous vowel nasal. So you're not pronouncing M like you do in a word like music, for example. You're really just making the vowel sound nasal. Bom. So there's an interesting thing about the adjectives good and bad in Portuguese. Normally in Portuguese, the normal position for an adjective is to be placed after the noun. Think about examples. Imagine if you're talking about colors, for instance, if you want to say that you have a blue car, you would naturally say um carro azul. Not um azul carro, like we say in English, blue car, but definitely um carro azul. That is the normal position for an adjective in Portuguese. We should place the adjective after the noun, not before. But there are certain adjectives that have a flexibility that will allow us to place them before or after. And if you don't know for sure which ones you can do this with, you should always place it after, because after is definitely always correct. But it's also important to recognize that some adjectives have this flexibility. And the adjectives for good and bad in Portuguese, they both have this flexibility. It's very interesting. And it doesn't change the meaning. You can say, for instance, a good day, um bom dia, but you can also say um dia bom. Okay, as a greeting, as a fixed expression, we always say bom dia. But that's just as a greeting. If I am describing my day, if I am saying that I had a good day, it really doesn't matter whether I say um bom dia or um dia bom, because they mean exactly the same. And we are going to have a closer look at this possible different position of the adjectives for good and bad in Portuguese. So let's start with this bom. as a greeting, always bon dia, good morning, good day, but really in a completely different or in another context, is the same to say bon dia or dia bon. The same thing happens with the feminine singular version of this adjective that now is boa. Boa. Como se escreve boa? B-O-A. Boa. And you recognize this adjective from the expression good afternoon. Boa tarde. Boa tarde. And as a greeting, we always say like this. It became a fixed expression. But if I'm just describing my afternoon, and if it was a good afternoon, I can either say boa tarde or tarde boa, and it doesn't change the meaning, and it's not more correct or incorrect or more formal or informal. It's really just two equivalent ways to say the same thing. The same thing with boa noite, as in good evening, good night. As a greeting, we always say boa noite, but if I'm describing my evening or my night, I can say noite boa or boa noite. It really doesn't matter. So we've covered the singular forms. Bon, boa. And now let's have a look at the plural forms. So if I want to say good masculine plural, I change bon into bons. Bons. You can notice by the sh at the end that I'm adding s. But not only that, when we write our spelling rules, they don't allow to have M, S together. So we're changing the M into N. So como se escreve bons? B, O, N, S. Bons. So if I'm talking about good days, dias, bons, ou bons, dias. So, bons dias. Dias bons. Or with that sh at the end to make the plural. Finally, the feminine plural version of this adjective. You just need to remember the adjective singular and feminine, which is boa. And let's add an S to it. Boas. Boas. Como se escreve boas? B-O-A-S. Boas. So it's true that if I'm describing the afternoons or the evenings, I could say boas tardes. Tardes boas. Boas noites. Noites boas, always with that sh that indicates clearly that it is now a plural. Okay, so let's repeat with me these four versions we have for the adjective good in Portuguese. Let's put them along with dia, dias, tarde, tarde, so we can practice the pronunciation. Estão prontos? Are you ready? Bom dia, dia bom, boa tarde, tarde boa, bons dias, dias bons, boas tardes, tardes boas. And remember, as a greeting, in this particular, with these particular expressions, as a greeting, we place the adjective before the verb, before the noun, sorry. Bom dia, boa tarde, bons dias, boas tardes. The plural forms are a bit less common nowadays, but they are also greetings in Portuguese, especially in the old days. It would be very common for people to say bons dias or boas tardes, just like today we say bom dia or boa tarde. So as greetings, they work this way, but we can, just talking about dias e tardes, or even noites, we can decide whether we want to have the adjective before or after the noun. And now let's see how this works if our adjective is this time bad. So como se diz bad, the opposite of good, bad, em português? So masculine singular version of this adjective is mau. Mau. There's nothing nasal now about the word mau. Como se escreve mau? M-A-U. Mau. So if it's a bad day, it could be, and I will not wish this to a person, so this time is not a greeting. It's just referring to a bad day that we had or that we expect to have. And that would be mau dia. But it can also be dia mau. So just like good, bad also have in Portuguese this flexibility of being placed before or after the noun, and it doesn't change the meaning. So it can be mau dia, dia mau. Let's have a look now at the feminine version of this adjective. This time you will drop the U and we will add an accent to the right, an acute accent on the A. And the form we need is ma. Ma. So we have mau, M-A-U, and we have ma, M-A, com acento. Ma. So a bad afternoon could be uma má tarde or uma tarde má. Same thing for night. Uma má noite, uma noite má. So now that we have mau and má, at least for the plural forms, we really just need to add the letter S. So it's not too bad. So we have mau singular, maus plural. Maus dias. Dias maus. And the same thing for the feminine. We have ma, let's add the S, and we get this new mas. Mas. Mas tardes. Tardes mas. Mas noites. Noites mas. So four possibilities, quatro possibilidades to say bad in Portuguese. Mau, ma, maus, mas. Okay, so how do we use these? Bom, boa, bons, boas, and mau, ma, maus, mas. We use them always along with a noun. They are adjectives, so they must come along with a noun because they are describing that noun. They are telling us information about that noun. Let's see some examples. So if I want to say, for instance, that it does a very good work, ele faz bom trabalho. Ele faz bom trabalho. Or, I can also say, ele faz trabalho bom. Ele faz trabalho bom. Total flexibility to where you place these particular adjectives for good and bad. Before the noun, bom trabalho, or after the noun, trabalho bom. Let's see now a feminine example. He's a good person. The word for person is pessoa, and it's always a singular, it's always a feminine word, pessoa. So he's a good person. Ele é uma boa pessoa. Ele é uma boa pessoa. Or, we could also say, ele é uma pessoa boa. Ele é uma pessoa boa. Let's say that he has good shoes. The word for shoes is sapatos. Sapatos, masculino e plural. Ele tem bons sapatos. Ele tem bons sapatos. Or we could say, ele tem sapatos bons. Ele tem sapatos bons. Bons sapatos. Sapatos bons. Very flexible. One last one. So we did bom trabalho, ou trabalho bom. Boa pessoa, ou pessoa boa. Bons sapatos, ou sapatos bons. Let's do the feminine plural. Let's say he has good intentions, he means well. Ele tem boas intenções. Ele tem boas intenções. Como se escreve intenções? I-N-T-E-N. C de cedilha, O com til, E, S. Intenções. Ele tem boas intenções. Ou we could swap. Ele tem intenções boas. Ele tem intenções boas. So what we have to keep in mind is to use correctly bom, boa, bons, boas. We always need to put these words along with nouns. Bom trabalho, trabalho bom. Boa pessoa, pessoa boa. Bons sapatos, sapatos bons. Boas intenções, intenções boas. Now let's talk about another word. The word that translates the adverb well. The word bem. Bem, como se escreve bem? B-E-M. Bem. Bem is a bit different from bom, boa, bons, boas. First of all, the first thing that we notice is that unlike the words for good, bem, it's invariable. It doesn't change. It's unchangeable. It's an adverb, and adverbs in Portuguese never change. Desculpem. So an adverb... Sorry. Desculpa, bit with a cold this week, uma pequena constipação esta semana. An adverb goes in Portuguese always along with a verb. And here in English sometimes the rules are not exactly the same, so we need to learn the Portuguese rules. The difference between the usage of bom, boa, bons, boas, and then the word bem is that bem must come along with the verb, because bem means something or someone does something in a good way. So it does it well. He speaks Portuguese in a good way, so he speaks Portuguese well. Fala bem português. So if it doesn't come along with the verb, it's not correct. It's always used to describe the way the action is done. For instance, por exemplo, if I want to say that he does a good work, he works well, he works in a good way, I say ele faz bem o seu trabalho. So he does it well, he does it in a good way. If I say he speaks well English, he can speak good English because he speaks English in the correct way, in a good way, I say ele fala bem inglês. Ele fala bem inglês. Notice how the word bem comes along with the verb. Faz bem. Fala bem. Or if he dances very well, he can do it in an excellent way. Ele dança bem. Ele dança bem. Or if he understands very well the problem, he can understand it in a good way. It's in an excellent way. Understands it well. Ele compreende bem o problema. So what I want you to notice is the usage of the word bem coming along with the verb. Compreende bem, dança bem, fala bem, faz bem. And bem never changes because it's not linking with any noun. It's just describing the way we do things. I do it well, I speak well, I dance well, or I understand well. Okay, so now let's have a look at the opposite of these five words we've done today. So let's start with the opposite of the words for good. We did already the opposite is mau, right? So let's have a look at some examples. For instance, if I want to say, let's pick the same examples we did before. We did ele faz bom trabalho, ou ele faz trabalho bom. Now to change that, the opposite of that will be ele faz mau trabalho, ou ele faz trabalho mau. It's important to understand that because trabalho is masculine singular, we have to pick the masculine singular version of the adjective bad, which is mau. Mau trabalho, trabalho mau. Or if he's a bad person, ele é uma má pessoa, ou ele é uma pessoa má. Má pessoa ou pessoa má. Or if he has bad shoes, ele tem maus sapatos, ou ele tem sapatos maus. Or if he has bad intentions, ele tem más intenções. I will run now together these two words instead of splitting them as I did first. Más intenções, we can run them together. Más intenções. Ele tem intenções más. Ele tem intenções más. So remember, mau, má, maus, más. And if bem is an adverb, that means that you do something in a good way. The opposite of that is the adverb mal. Como se escreve mal, M-A-L, mal. So just like bem, mal doesn't change. And just like bem, mal is used along with a verb. That's why it is an adverb, because it always assists the verb to explain how we do things. This time we will do them badly, in a bad way. So for instance, if he's really bad at his work, we would say ele faz mal o seu trabalho. And if he doesn't speak good English, he speaks very badly, ele fala mal inglês. And if he's a terrible dancer, he dances really badly, ele dança mal. If he doesn't understand the problem at all, he understands the problem badly, so in not a good way, ele compreende mal o problema. So, ele faz mal o seu trabalho. Ele fala mal inglês. Ele dança mal. Ele compreende mal o problema. And I think that because we've learned the adjectives for good, I can use them to wish you good holidays, happy Christmas. So let's see how these expressions that we use a lot this week can use the adjective for good. So for instance, we talk about a happy holidays. And happy holidays in Portuguese is festas, a word that also means parties, but in this case it's about the holidays. And I can say to you, boas festas. As festas is feminine plural, I should use boas. Boas festas. And if you are on holidays, on vacation, I can wish you boas férias. Férias is the word for holidays or vacation. Boas férias. If I wanted to wish you just a good holiday, as in, not specifically Christmas, but any bank holiday, the word for holiday on its own, just one, is feriado. Feriado. I could wish you bom feriado. Bom feriado. Or if you're going to travel, I can wish you boa viagem. You see how I'm agreeing the words for bom, boa, bons, boas with the following words. So boas festas, boas férias, bom feriado, boa viagem. And finally, the one I really need to wish you today, bom Natal, bom Natal. E next week, bom Ano Novo. So Merry Christmas, bom Natal, Happy New Year, bom Ano Novo. It's what I wish for you. And just before I finish, I just want to thank my dear, dear patrons. I have to say, without you, I wouldn't get the motivation I need to carry on every week. So muito, muito obrigada e muito bom Natal a Francine Brown, Gita Barknovitz, Philip French, Rebecca Hunt, Carl Sperling, Petra Korf, Brenda Sabrecht, David Soto, Lindy Falk, Michelle Cubrosi, Jerry Ellis, Sandra Weimert, Karen Soares, Kenneth Pisisco, Ibrahim Almutawa, Hank Van Kahn, Karin Barnhorn, Pauline Mansfield, Prano Diana, Anne Grandage, Elise van der Vlucht, David Martin, Patricia Martin, Catherine Dernvoort, Vang, Miguel Plektuvian, Art Veld, Ernst Scholte, Agnieszka Mrozewicz-Kuczewska, Tatiana Krupnik, Ramona Plektus, Kim Noble, Tansha McKnight, Paula Klein, Laura Beditsk, Chris Brandt, Meredith Richards, Micheline Huntley, Jess Hasselmans, Diane, Steve Batchelor, Josie Koopman, Lex Mui, Sneer, Suzanne Mas, Michael Machado, Molly Morton, Jaya de Reins, John Mark Vett, David Kirkham, Sarmig, Andy Effert, Rakesh Gupta, Paul Greenhalgh, Jim Chang, Matthew Brett, and Kirsten Kunstmann. Thank you all for your support. Thank you all for keeping my motivation high. Muito, muito obrigada. Bom Natal. Tchau. Até para a semana.